Under New York State's Farm Laborer Fair Labor Practice Act, overtime for farm workers kicks in after 60 hours per week. The wage panel put together under the act has until the end of this year to recommend whether to lower that overtime threshold. But State Senator George Borrello, whose district covers the Southern Tier, says more time is needed to determine the farm law's economic impact, and he has introduced a bill that, if passed, would see to that.
Senate Bill 8944 would extend the date the Wage Board's report must be submitted from December 31st, 2020 to December 31st, 2024. This would allow for the collection of 4 years of data to provide a truer picture of this impact.
Dale Heminger owns Hemdale Farms in Ontario County. He, his son, and one of their federal H-2A laborers spoke last week in favor of leaving the threshold alone. Heminger, on Monday, said his laborers understand that a lower overtime threshold would work against them because rising costs would force farms to offer fewer work hours.
They want hours. They're only here 7 months a year. They end up living a way above average lifestyle in Mexico. Lucio and more than half of my team have been with me more than 10 years. And I used to only have six or eight of them. These people are family to us.
GOP senators say the majority of New York farms are family owned and have already been battered by problems, including a higher minimum wage and trade deals adversely affecting commodity prices. Senator Robert Ort, who is based in Niagara County, says he and his peers have districts which are mostly rural, and they have a better understanding than the panel of the farmers' problems.
This is the number one economic industry in the state of New York, and it is struggling. Like every industry, it is struggling now even more during this pandemic. And to do this wage board at this moment is so tone deaf.
More than 55,000 people are employed in the state's agricultural industry, which has an estimated $45 billion impact on the state economy. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.